Podcast. What is good? It is Scorpion Daily, and we are back for a middle of the night session. It's very late. I will be going to sleep soon. However, I thought it'd be great to document another episode. It's been quite a while. I have been somewhat busy. Been working on a lot of music, doing some podcasts. I actually have two coming up in a day or two. And just really excited for more content, more thoughts, more ideas, more execution, more connections, more growth, more passion, more inspiration, more giving back. And so this is going to be quite a good year for myself. Fulfillment-wise, passion-wise, mindset-wise. I think my mindset is in a very good place. I've made sure to stay patient, remain humble, be kind, have empathy. And I'll be honest, I record these episodes because I don't think that people will listen to them. However, there are listens. People are listening, so it's very interesting. A lot of things are interesting to me these days, and I think that's good. It's very, very good. Very important to stay interested in different things. It's very dangerous to be bored. A bored mind causes trouble, especially on the inside. And so today I just want to talk about how things are going, just documenting a lot of my thought processes and how I feel towards certain situations, my opinions on things, and any other value that I think can help. To start us off, content is extremely powerful in 2024. Now, when we talk about marketing, sales, building brand identity, being recognizable, growth comes from content and social media, digital marketing. I see a lot of people. Well, let's start with companies first. A lot of companies are doing a terrible job at marketing. They rarely or do not post content at all. Very bad. I would give them an F if I was the professor or the teacher in school. They would get a failing grade in marketing. And then we have individuals, personal brands, individuals like myself. If I had to give myself a score, I'd probably be at a C+. I'm not doing that great either, even though I am doing, I would say, 1,000% more than some companies. So a lot of personal brands. I see people, they are posting content. However, they're making a crucial mistake, which is not providing value to the end consumer, the audience, the person on the other side of the screen, the people who are viewing your content. If they're not getting any value from it, it probably will be the last time they watch your content. Attention span is at an all-time low. I'm even noticing this for myself as well, because we're starting to see the repetition, you know? Things, we're starting to see the same things over and over again at scale. take, for example, tens of thousands of DJs who are posting the exact same content, them doing a transition of some sort, them showing off a song. It's getting to that point where we need to be different. We need to be different both in our visual ideas as well as executing new ideas, fresh ideas. Something that's not the norm. And I have seen some great examples of this being pulled off, both with, you know, AI and talented individuals doing some editing tricks. And that does capture attention, for sure. But I just want to put this out there. A lot of people are still missing the mark. And even though I gave myself a C+, I think I'm giving myself a C+ in quantity. However, in quality, I mean, I'd probably give myself a B+. Or A-. Let's go with B+, because I'm still articulating a lot of things. But I do focus on the end consumer. I do focus on the audience. I mean, look at what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to provide as much value as possible to you, the person listening to this podcast. So that should tell you something right there. And I do this in every piece of content. I'm starting to see results. I'm starting to see people who are finding it helpful. It's a great feeling. It's an awesome feeling to know that the information I'm providing is helping somebody else. It's a positive reminder to keep going and to stay the course. I want things, of course, just like any of us do. But there's a few things that I value more than anything else. Brand, longevity, reputation. These things are at the forefront of my mind when I'm creating and building content for these online platforms. Some people just want virality. Some people want to go viral. And sure, you're on the right track. I just believe that longevity in being viral, meaning imagine if every post you did went viral, right? And when I say viral, like, everyone has different numbers. Some people could say that, you know, 200,000 views is considered viral. But I've seen some creators where that's their average. And for them, 2 million is considered viral. So, there's different definitions based on where people are, but let's say that your definition is 200,000 is considered viral. Well, imagine if you were the creator who had the average of 200,000 every video. Wouldn't you want that? Of course you would, especially if you don't have it yet. And so my point is, to get to that point, I believe you shouldn't chase virality. I believe you should chase authenticity. Because if you're being authentic and you're able to get there, well, then it's so much more easier to maintain because you're being who you are as opposed to putting on all the makeup, getting into character. Can you imagine if you had to go to a dressing room every time you made a video, it would be crazy. It would be intense. It would be a whole event, as opposed to just being yourself. So that's the way that I see things, but it's just one person's point of view. Trust me, I want things to be easy too. I don't want to have to struggle and go through all these difficult things. Of course there's going to be challenges along the way. Of course I'm ready for them. But if I can make things easier for myself and still do the right things, then I'll do it. It's like buying a bunch of fruits and vegetables. You're preparing yourself for the easy decisions. If you want to get fit, get rid of all the junk food in your house. Make sure that there's no options, and that there's only good options available. And then you'll get to where you need to be. So, I hope that helps. It's helped me. And it is late, so thank you for bearing with my crazy analogies. Our minds connect things in very, very mysterious ways. And I find connection all the time. There's so many different things. It's very wild. But the universe tries to tell you things, tries to give you messages. Or if you're religious, God sends messages all the time. And so if you're heart is open to receive them, and you have the awareness to identify them and receive them, you'll be shown along the way that you're on the right path. It's some type of external validation. And then there's also the internal validation that you get from yourself, confirming your beliefs, affirmations. I just think that can be a little scary sometimes, a little dangerous game of affirmations. And this is why you must always question your beliefs. Always, always, always. Question your beliefs. Find out if there's a better way of doing things without compromising your integrity. That's another thing that I care about. Longevity, brand, reputation, and integrity. So, so important. Who you are, what your values are, defines your very existence. If more people had more integrity, there would be a lot more successful people. There'd be a whole lot more fulfillment, a whole lot more happiness. But I think that's the lesson here. People make the mistake of compromising their integrity over some dumb, short-term upside. If you do something wrong to get ahead in the short term, you're completely broken, my friend. I value longevity. But that's just it. We can't control other people. We can only control ourselves. And this is why I focus on myself so much. Because I've tried to focus on other people. And as sad as it is to say, it always happens where I want more for them than they want for themselves. Sometimes they're okay with getting mediocre results. Sometimes they're okay with not hitting their targets. Sometimes they're okay with missing the mark on things. And look, we all do that at some level. But at what point are you going to stop focusing on the things that you cannot control? It's a problem. It's a really, really big problem in society. So as much as I want you to get the most out of life, I also have to speak the hard truth into existence. And like I said, my only goal here is to document my thought processes and to hopefully provide some value. And what is value? Value is helping someone or something become better than it was. And so I can bring value to a music project. I can bring value to a business. And I can bring value to an individual. Or value to a group of people. Can you bring value? Value to a city, a state, a country. Value to the world. Notice how I think bigger and bigger. And notice how insignificant I believe I am in the equation. See, I learned from John C. Maxwell and from Simon Sinek that servant leadership is what's required. In order to get more out of life, in order to help yourself do more, you need to help others. But it's this balancing act of you being fit enough to help others. And I'll be honest, I wasn't like that at a certain point. I was trying to help everyone else, but I neglected myself. It was me that needed help the most, and no one was there for it. No one was there to tend to my issues, my problems, my feelings. That's when I realized you have to help yourself first. Self-care is extremely important. And if you could take care of yourself, well, you're getting closer to the path of taking care of others. The way I see it is, some value is better than no value. And so if I can bring some value to some individuals, well, that's much better than me bringing no value. But again, before I even got to that point, I had to take care of myself first. I had to bring value to myself. And that's not always easy. Especially when we're too busy focusing on how everyone else is doing. So I hope this helps. I hope there was a connection that was made. And I hope that we can connect, have a conversation, or possibly work together. I'm very open to many ideas. And so I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Thank you for listening. And as always, take care.